thank you, Mr. Facilitator. And firstly, congratulations also on your nomination. And thank you very much for the very structured non-paper that will definitely help our discussion here. We very much appreciate it. I'd like to set out the Netherlands' view on the number of issues you mentioned in the non-paper. And I can already say that in particular we heard a few very interesting suggestions already also by the Russian delegation, and we look forward to further discussing this issue in due course. Firstly, on the mandate, the Netherlands is in favour of establishing a science and technology body that has the mandate to identify, assess and report on S&T developments relevant to the convention, its risks, but also the benefits. And we would like to stress in particular the importance of the identification part by this science and technology body in an independent way. And because we want the science and technology body to take into account the latest S&T developments, so there is this certain flexibilities. We believe that all interested parties, from science, scientists, experts, state parties, should be able to submit working papers on new developments which they want to see addressed by this S&T body. And we believe the current scope, as outlined in paragraph 23 of the final document, the recommendations and decisions part of the final document of the last REFCON, is okay, but we do prefer more flexibility when science and technology developments demand it. With regard to the composition of such body, in our view, it should be a small but geographically diverse group. And small, we were thinking of approximately 15 members or something. And because that will really, that body will then really be able to discuss and come to very solid recommendations. And we think that the few that each geographic or each regional group should nominate or should elect a few experts they want in this group. So in order to make sure there is equitable geographic distributions amongst the experts. There are other bodies in the UN that consist of similar structures. For example, the ACABQ is a body, a small body, but on the basis of equitable geographic distribution. And the chair of this body, we believe, should be elected by the state parties. And under that body, the Netherlands is in favor of establishing, if needed, sub-working groups that could take up specific new developments, for example, that came up in the working papers. And this these sub-working groups should be chaired by a member of the science and technology body. But this subgroup should consist of the world's leading scientists or experts on a certain issue that needs to be addressed. For example, the new CRISPR-Cas technology, just to name an example. And we think that body should consist of perhaps this working group, I mean, seven persons. With regard to the functioning of the body, we believe that the science and technology body should meet perhaps once a year to start with and enable to prepare a recommendation for the meeting of state parties at the end of each year. And but when necessary, when there are emergency cases or when science and technology demands it, there could be ad hoc meetings as well. With regard to the sub-working groups, they should meet whenever that is necessary in order to discuss certain technologies, so there is more flexibility needed, we believe, in their schedules and structure. Lastly, on financing and ISU support, with regard to the funding of the S&T body, but also the sub-working groups, we believe it is most practical, also considering the proposed size of the groups, to integrate that in the BWC budget. With regard to the ISU, we believe substantive support is needed, preferably by a science and technology officer added to the ISU, and that, for example, can serve as a secretary to the S&T body. So I'm happy to have shared a few of our initial thoughts and suggestions, and we'd be glad to see them reflected, obviously, in the decision, and we look forward to continue the discussion. Thank you very much.